Welcome, 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 everyone. This is Whiplash Talk with Sunshine. It is an absolutely beautiful Saturday, and I am so excited to have you join me for this next hour. I have special guests with me. I've announced it last couple of weeks, and we've been advertising it around, and I just want you guys to know my heart is so full and so excited about having these guests on today. Both of these women have touched my heart in a very deep and sincere way, and they have helped change my life. And I just wanted to have them on. They are doing some exciting new things, and I just want everybody else to experience what I've experienced with these ladies. I have on my vision board a saying that reminds me of my mom, but it also reminds me of these two women. And it says, "The women whom I love and admire for their strength and grace did not get that way because shit worked out. They got that way because shit went wrong and they handled it. They handled it in 1,000 different ways on 1,000 different days, but they handled it. Those women are my superheroes." And I would like to introduce you to my two superheroes on my show today. We have Lucia Nicola Evans and Margie Barbier. Are you guys with me today, ladies?
Hi, yes, I'm here. Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. Lucia, Margie, are you here?
Hi, Sunshine. I'm here.
Hi. I'm so excited you guys are here. This is so fun. I have so many questions about what you guys are doing, and I just wanted to just jump in and just say, welcome to Whiplash Talk. This is the one that I've talked to you guys about, that I started this radio program back whenever, after my mom had passed and then Bill passed, and my life just kind of went into a whiplash world. And so this is the perfect, perfect platform for you guys to be on to talk about your new retreats that you're launching. So I wanted to maybe just talk a little bit about, well, maybe, Margie, how about I'll go with you first? You started Sister Surfing Yoga retreats with your sisters. Is that correct?
Yeah, yes, yes. Okay. I started, we started it maybe like 10 or 12, 15 something years ago.
And then you three sisters, you are unique. You were not born and raised in the continental United States, correct?
No. I was born in Michigan and then raised on a sailboat for a little bit. And then yeah. I grew up in the Virgin Islands.
Yeah. And see, that is so exciting to me. That is so interesting. That's not a normal life. I don't know if you realize that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was such an interesting life. So I was homeschooled. I homeschooled myself. Yeah.
So that is so cool. Yeah. And then Lucia, I have on here, I'm talking about, I love how you put on your website about an urgency to being born and that somebody catch the baby, your mom said. You came out like a cannonball into the cold, harsh reality of this world. And you talk about a little bit about how you grew up and your background and about how from the time you were born that you really didn't feel like the world was ready to receive you. So tell us a little bit about how you came about with launching into the amazing work you're doing, not just with women, but with men, on helping people find their place and find their peace here on this planet.
Yes, thank you for that reminder. I am learning to receive myself all the time too, which is also about learning to receive life and receive the beauty and the magnificence of what life has to offer. And part of how this came about is learning what the magic of life is, even the challenges, even the opportunity in the challenge, right? As you say, it's like it's not going to be all rainbows. It's about, you know, if things go wrong, I'm still going to show up and yes.
Yeah.
What part
BBS, she's breaking up pretty bad. Can you get her back? Margie, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
We've lost her for a second. She'll pop back in just a second.
Yeah, she'll come back.
She'll come back. I have a fun question for you.
Mm-hmm.
So if there was something you wish people knew about you, like maybe your super secret superpower or something like that, it doesn't have to be serious and deep, but it can be. What is mm-hmm. there? What is the something you wish people knew about Margie?
It's kind of funny. I guess I have no idea what I'm doing.
But you do it so well. That's so fun. Well, but you know, you've been an entrepreneur, I mean, pretty much your whole entire adult life, right?
Yeah, I have. I've had big dreams. I really got into surfing when I was younger, and I started working when I was like 13, just so I could move to Hawaii to go surf. So I ended up, I had, I think, like four jobs at one point for a long time.
Wow.
And I saved up all my money and I moved to Hawaii because I wanted to be a professional surfer.
Mm-hmm.
So I moved to Hawaii when I was 17 and, saved up all my money and
wow.
just went. My heart definitely leads me.
That's good. I love what you and your sisters have done, and I love how you and Lucia are kind of teaming up to take retreats to another level. You'll still have a surfing component sometimes, depending on where you're at, I guess. So tell me a little bit more about that. I noticed this next one coming up. I see horseback riding, and I see yoga, and I see surfing, and I see moonlight walks on the beach, possibly. I don't know. Tell me a little bit more about what you guys are offering.
Yeah, so the surfing, it might just be like one surf lesson, but these retreats are more about like heart connection. We're going to do, I think this next retreat in February, we're going to do 3 days of silent time. 3 days of silence, which will be great. And we have like a drum circle and horseback riding and just sound journey, just so many amazing things planned. And Lucia and I together, we really just set the space for, you know, unconditional love. And it's just, it's so magical when our hearts connect and, you know, when everybody, when more people come and when we all connect, and it's just magic happens. These retreats are so spirit led. It's a whole nother level. It's so fun. It's so beautiful. It's just, it's all I want to do, really.
That's beautiful. I know that you guys were working on kind of putting this together when we were all doing our class together, and there was just so much energy and excitement behind it. I could just tell, I could just read it in both of you guys. And so I see Lucia's back with us. Hey, Lucia, are you here?
Yeah, sorry about that. I got cut out for a moment.
That's okay. That's okay. We just jumped right into, we were talking about if there was something you wish people knew about you, like your secret, you know, superpower. Could be funny, could be sacred, could be witty. What is something you wish people knew about Lucia?
The power of this moment.
That's so good. Explain.
Because there's no thinking involved. You cannot be in the moment and thinking at the same time. As a result of that, there's a different come from. There's a different reality available. That is of spirit, that is of a different realm, a different field, that is connected to all that is.
And how do you morph that into, how do you bring that into the retreats that you and Margie are doing? How do you help people get to that place?
First of all, by being it.
That's so good.
By
you are
it.
Are it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the second of all, by connecting to where they're at and seeing if where there's an opening.
That's really good. That is really good. I can attest to that because whenever I reached out to you, whenever I was struggling right after Bill's passing, it was like days after I think Bill passed that I reached out to you. And I think within the first 5 minutes, we were connected and I just had tears pouring down my face and no words really needed to be communicated because you were in the power of the moment with me. And so I can attest that you are saying, you are not just saying something you would like to be. You are saying that is, I'm going to call it your superpower. You didn't call it that, but I'm going to call it your superpower or what you would call your yumminess. That is your yumminess to me, is how you are present in the moment, that you are there. And personally, thank you, because that was one big step to my healing. And thank you. And I would encourage others to know that these two ladies are legitimate. They really do care about people and they really do put people first. So thank you for that. I want to ask both of you, and Margie, if you want to go first, you can, or Lucia, whichever you guys figure it out. If you could instantly learn one new skill, what would it be and why? And it can be cooking or anything, but is there something that you guys want to instantly learn, a new skill? What would it be?
Yes. Lucia probably knows mine.
What is it?
Well, and it's interesting that you say this because I had a couple months ago or a month ago, I was thinking about this. I was like, I know Aikido. Like, I know I could start doing Jiawaza now, and Jiawaza, like Lucia can explain it a little bit better, but it's really like an intense, like present moment, advanced move in Aikido. So Aikido would be it. And I feel like, you know, if everything's unlimited, you know, I could do it now. I mean, I'm learning Aikido now, but it would be Aikido, sunshine, because Aikido is, it's just so much, it's just like, I don't even have words for what it really is. I can't explain it in words, but that would be my answer, Aikido.
That is a really, really good answer. And Lucia and Margie, correct me if I'm wrong, isn't Aikido really basically making the mind and body as one? Like that alignment that Lucia, you know, as Lucia goes the whoosh, that thing with her hand. You know what I'm doing, Margie. You know what I'm doing.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I know what you're doing. Yeah, I do it. I do whatever she does.
Okay, Lucia, help us. What do I do?
you know, it's an interesting thing because Aikido is all about connection.
Okay.
If I was to have one word that explains Aikido, it's about connection, energetic connection. And if I had a superpower that I'd want to learn and teach everyone, it is truly this. So I feel like I'm already doing, I'm living it, I'm living my passion, my dream, my desire, my wish for the world is for each person to feel connected to who they truly are. Because when we're connected, when I'm connected, and Aikido is a beautiful practice to align with spirit, and where the mind, body, spirit, heart all align, where the mind can rest, and the training of the body through the practice of Aikido can open to the energy of spirit, everything becomes alive and everything's clear and everything tastes better. Because there's a particular consciousness that is there, that is present inside of being alive as a human. Mm-hmm. You know, then everything is magical because there's an aliveness there that is guiding it, that is inside of it. And then that, if everyone could experience that, the nectar of love, the nectar of true spiritual living. Now that is what I wish for humanity.
because then we are truly connected as one. And then there's no problems. There's no problems. All the problems dissolve and disappear. And we just connect. And then it's so much easier than to work together, because we get to play in the field of light, in the field of love, in the field of one, in the field of connection, connecting to what is here now as this moment arises in each moment, every moment. It comes and goes. It comes and goes like the wave in the ocean. So it's the dance. It's literally living the dance of life as the sage, as the Tao, as the middle way. Not too far over here, not too far over there, but finding that middle spot, that sweet spot.
That's really good. I am so excited to hear more about your retreat, this next retreat that you're planning, and then the retreats that you're basically launching out throughout the next year. Can you guys tell me a little bit more about it, and what is your focus? And obviously you can hear it in both of your hearts. What is the focus, and where? I know you're being led on where you're taking this, but tell me what you have now. Tell me where you're going.
Well, I mean, the focus is just kind of what Lucia said. I mean, that's the, if there was like a focus, like why I'm doing what I'm doing, why we're doing what we're doing is to show people that, you know, that we are all one, and to experience life in that way, in the moment, so alive. And gosh, it's so good. It's just like, and when the two of us are together, we just like bask in it, and we just want to share it with the world. It's hard to explain it really, but it's what we bring to the retreat. And
That's good. It's really funny that both of you guys said, you know, if I could tell my why, one of the questions I wrote down is I wanted to ask you guys, what is your why? What is your purpose? Because I know what you guys have communicated, you know, during the courses and stuff that we were together. And it is oozing out of you guys right now over the radio waves what your why is. And it's to love on people and meet people where they are and love on them and give them that safe space and give them that place to where they can come as they are, be who they are, and be free to, have a moment to where they feel safe and be in a place to where they can get away from the ringing phones and the job and the family, and to just find a place to where they can. I know, like, I think on Lucia's website, it even says to where, or maybe not. I honestly don't remember where I got this, but it was like the excitement of seeing people from all over the world make new lifetime relationships is exciting. And that is what happened from our last course that we were on. We all clicked. And so that is built on and based on that yumminess of Lucia. And now Margie's joining. So it's kind of like this, in my opinion, I like chocolate cake with this chocolate ganache on top. You know, I just love that. You know?
Oh my gosh.
You're going to tell her about the chocolate cake, Margie.
Tell me. Lucia and I really like chocolate a lot. Mm-hmm. So these retreats, like to talk about these retreats, it's basically what me and Lucia kind of really want. Like it's all of our favorite things kind of combined in like an awesome week or an awesome 10 days. So chocolate is definitely one of them. And we have this lady that makes us, we're both gluten-free. So she makes this amazing gluten-free chocolate layered cake, and it's so good.
Yum.
Yeah.
With a raspberry on top. Oh yes. Please.
Yes. No, strawberries. Strawberries and coconut. Yeah.
That's awesome. So tell me, okay, so I know you started to tell us when we lost Lucia, Margie, you told us a little bit about the 3 days of silence. That sounds amazing. From my busy job, sign me up for that part for sure. Tell me a little bit more about how people find what retreats you're offering this year, and tell me a little bit more about what you're offering, and invite them to join you guys.
Yeah. So we have the one in February, February 9th to the 20th. We have 4 spots left. So get a hold of us, please, for these spots. We're really excited to see who the last 4 will be. Right. And then we're going to do one in California, maybe in May. We just don't have the dates up for that. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to go to Europe in September.
Mm-hmm. That sounds fun.
And it's going to be in Germany and London, or England area, somewhere in England.
Lovely.
In September.
Oh, mm-hmm. So nice. And are these people that are inviting you to go there, or are you guys just, I want to go there and that's where we're going? How are these coming together?
Well, I'm all about collaborating. And so two of the ladies that have gone through Living an Empowered Life, which is actually being offered again next year, if anyone wants to, if doesn't have the funds to go anywhere and they just want to be in the comfort of their own home, it starts on March the 9th, and it's going to be on Sundays every other week.
Nice.
And so that's also available again for those people who haven't done it, or even have done it, you want to do it again.
Right.
The group that just went through Living an Empowered Life, we're going to go deeper this coming year every month, some of you know, and that's going to be exciting. And so then we're going to meet in person. The beautiful thing about meeting in person is that we get to touch each other and nurture our bodies and eat great food and have amazing adventures and laugh and cry together. And you know, nothing takes place of an in-person event. Mm-hmm. And so what inspired the Europe trips was two of the ladies that have gone through the Living an Empowered Life online journey. Wanted to create what they actually experienced. They went to the last one in Costa Rica, which will be another one in Costa Rica in February. Mm-hmm. They went to the last one, had such life-changing experience. They're like, oh, let's bring it to where we are. And so they're helping us with, you know, co-creating, collaborating what's around the area of where they live. And we're all going to, they're going to support us leading the retreats, but they're also going to be there in the retreat. So that's what's so exciting about that. And, you know, this is what we want to cultivate and create all over the world, that anywhere you want us to come, we will come. And if you want to collaborate with what adventures are in the area to make it, you know, really customized to that particular area or the adventures that we do.
That is beautiful. Go ahead, Margie.
No, I'm just saying, yes, we want to collaborate. We'll come to wherever. We're just so excited. And I mean, this is great. We're ready. Lucia and I are ready.
That is so beautiful, because that is unique. That's not your normal, I've planned the retreat and you come here and that's where we're going to be. And that is being so spirit led and just being where the energy is. Where is the energy pulling you to? I love that.
And these are all heart-centered retreats. So, you know, we will be doing, you know, retreats for men as well, but this next one is just going to be for women in Costa Rica. And we're inviting heart-centered women to come that are ready to be empowered, to live an empowered life, they're ready to connect with other soul tribe that, you know, that can really open doors that you can't by yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
That is so good.
Yeah.
So how do we, the Whiplash Talk and BBS Radio and TV family, help you both succeed in directing people your way into your safe and welcoming space where guests can show up exactly as they are and be met with love and support, where they may be their authentic selves and join you guys and just support you as you grow this. It's kind of organically growing as you grow mm-hmm. this retreat all over the world. How do we help you?
Come and join us and celebrate your amazingness with us, and come and celebrate all the things that you're having a challenging time with. Like, those are also worth celebrating. It's not all about like, woohoo, you know, let's only celebrate the great stuff. We get to learn and grow together. And that's the beauty. You don't have to do it alone anymore. Come wherever we are, or come and join online courses. We've got all sorts of things. We've got free events. We've got paid events. You know, come and get involved and join the field of love and sparkles and joy and authenticity. You know, you get to be who you are, and you don't have to pretend anymore and isolate. Can actually mm-hmm. connect with people all over the world that are on the same path as you are.
I love it. Margie?
Yeah.
Anything to add?
No, I mean, no, I have nothing. Just the word yumminess.
Yummy. I love the word yumminess. Okay, so do they go to the Lucia? Do they go to your website for all
yes.
the
yes, so LuciaNicoletteEvans.com. Or do you want to share your website to Margie of the Sister Surf?
Yeah, Sister Surf.
sistersurf.com.
Yeah, Lucia and I have a link on there on the retreat section. Okay. It's, I think, Retreat Magic with Lucia and Margie. And then we have a Facebook and Instagram page and email, and just we're
see
so
it.
Ready and excited, and this is so fun to get together, the soul tribe, you know, for all of us to be together. It's so heart fulfilling.
I love it. What parting words do you have for everybody on Whiplash Talk and on BBS Radio before I let you go?
Have the courage to take a leap of faith. I love this quote. Courage is like having a love affair with the unknown. So take a leap and come and join us and have the greatest time of your life.
I love it. I love it. Ladies, thank you so much for coming on Whiplash Talk. I really appreciate you guys. And I look forward to touching base with you guys soon.
Thanks for having us, Sunshine.
Sunshine, thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
You're much welcome. Love. Much love. Beautiful love to you guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, BBS, I think I'm going to take a little break here, and I will be back in a few minutes, guys. Thanks so much. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you so much. Wasn't that amazing? I love those two women deeply. And if you have never met either one of them, I really encourage you to reach out and get to know them. If you can find the time in your schedule to go on one of their retreats or to take the Living Empowered course with Lucia, I promise you, it's an investment into your life that is well worth it. I love both of these ladies, and I have had people reach out to me, men and women, when they found out I was having Lucia and Margie on my show. Because as you guys know, I don't do interviews on the show, and so it was very interesting. I thought, yeah, let's do it. And people reached out to me and said, gave me stories of how Lucia has worked with them on certain things and has really helped change their life and for the better in helping them work through some issues or just to get over a hump. So I really want to thank you guys for coming and listening and listening to these ladies. I wanted to just touch base now, just kind of going backwards here a little bit, but just talking a little bit about Whiplash Talk and what all is going on. I've shared some stuff with you guys about work. I can't share too much, but some things have resolved there with some of the things that were filed against the city. We still have some cases that haven't been resolved yet, but we're moving forward, and I'm believing that Prime Creation Source is there helping move things along the way. And for that, I am beyond grateful. And I, it's as on Q show earlier, some lady called in, I cannot remember her name, I believe she was from Oregon. And she was talking about, everything is so three-dimensional right now and so focused on the religious and the religion side of things and focusing on Christmas and Hanukkah and, all of the different Kwanzaa, all of the different holidays that are going on right now, and about how it's difficult whenever you are, if you're listening to this show, then you're probably a little more on the enlightened side on your way to ascension than on the 3D side of things. And it is difficult to try to figure out how do you juggle, as Q was saying, family and friends during this time, as even though time is not time, but during this holiday season, I guess. So it's a weird one for me. I've really been studying and all, and being inspired with Q. I'm going to be talking about and asking Q a little bit about past and then the now and then the future, and talking about how the past is really, it's just, the past is it's memory. They're really, you can't go backwards. There's nowhere to go back to. So it's really not there. As Q has taught, and I listened to somebody teaching on this a little bit, and it really helped me take what Q had laid the foundation on, and then what this person had said, it really helped me open my eyes a little bit. And so a lot of people, good intentions, but a lot of people keep asking me, how are you doing this Christmas? How are you going to do? What are you doing? Are you going to spend it with anybody? And, are you going to hear from Bill's children? Are you going to go spend it, with your family? Are you going to spend it with friends? And very good intentions, because they don't know what they're doing. But really, I am trying so hard to train myself that that's the past. And in the past, you have memories. But if you get into the emotions of the past, that's when you get pulled into, the sadness or the heartbreak or the regrets or things that other people may be experiencing during the holiday season. And so I'm going to be asking Q about that on his show if you guys stay tuned, because I really believe that what this person was teaching was really, it was really a pretty good summary of kind of memory. The past is memories. Those are just memories. You can't go back. You can't go back in time. There's no time. And then we live in the now. Our body is in the now. And then future is also, it's like anticipation, but it's really, there's no future out there. We live in the now, as Q has taught us. And so the now is basically, you know, every person you've ever known, every person you will ever see or ever know, and then every interaction you will ever have is basically your now. And the future is your anticipation. And so, like, I just really kind of want to dig more into it, but I want to get into more of the religious side of it and the religious side of things. And it was so funny because when Q opened up, I think it was Homestead. When he opened up Homestead, he talked a lot about how he's wanting to talk about religion today. And I'm like, my goodness, I just love it how Source just kind of puts the dominoes and stacks them up and then, you know, knocks them down and, you know, off they go. So that's a little bit about what we'll be talking about, I hope. Of course, depending on how Q, you know, guides and leads, we'll follow that. But that's a little bit about what I want to talk on today. Right now on my show, I'm doing okay with the holidays. I really am. I have good days, and then I have some blue days or blue moments. I wouldn't say days. But I really try to focus on, you know what? Those are sweet memories that I have of two very, very sweet, wonderful, beautiful people that are still here. And so I didn't lose them. I just don't have contact physically on this earth plane right now with them. I hear more from Bill than I do from my mom. I haven't quite tapped into where my mom is. The other day I was driving, and I'm just going to throw it out there. The other day I was driving, and the sun in the morning was just so beautiful. It was almost like it was soaking in right through my skin and just radiating right to my heart. It was just like, it was like osmosis. It was incredible. And I just got the sense that my mom was such a sweet, beautiful woman. And I just got the sense that I bet you Ra was in my mom. I don't know that. It just came to me. But she was just such an amazing person. And I think I've shared it on the show before that my mom stopped me one time. And she had three children, but she also had three miscarriages. So she really has six children. And, you know, here as we look at it. And so she pulled me aside, and she loves all of her children very much, but she pulled me aside and she goes, I was the baby. So I was after all the miscarriages and my brother and sister. And she said, she looked at me in the eye, and that serious mom look, sweet, sweet, tender mom look. And she goes, I don't think I've told you this, but I really wanted you. And I'm like, well, thanks, mom. That's really sweet. She goes, no, I don't think you understand, kind of, you know, attitude. She was looking at me with those eyes. I really wanted you. And I'm like, thanks, mom. You know, and I know that my sister and my brother were more daddy's girl and daddy's boy. And I think she just, you know, wanted, you know, a mama's girl. And I was definitely a mama's girl. And so that was really sweet. But now that she's passed, I'm wondering, it was, you know, when she was older and closer to when she was going to pass, and I'm just wondering if that was Source and her just speaking to me more from Source to me, and me not being as in tune then as I am now. So I'm still digging. I'm still swimming through that mud on my way to ascension. I'm still pulling back the layers, and I'm still learning more. And I've always told you guys that I would be, you know, to a fault, sometimes to a point to where I probably reveal too much, that I will be brutally honest with you guys about where I'm at in my walk and on this path to ascension. And so that's where I'm at. I was invited today, actually, to go to a friend's house for Christmas. And I really tried to not go, but I need to make I call it a cameo appearance. I'm going to make a cameo appearance, go by, and then leave pretty quickly. But it is the right thing to do. There's something that I need to do, which is good. And so I'll do that. And then I'm really looking forward to just being home and just being in peace. As I've told you guys before, work is pretty stressful for me. And I'm working on that as well. But to just walk and be in peace in my home, I'm finishing up a quilt for Bill's daughter. I'm so pleased, you guys, with how it's coming together. It is probably one of the best ones I've made. And I had to go, as I say, I had to go off-road. I had no pattern because when you're making it from, you know, shirts and jeans and stuff like that, you have to go with kind of the way the object is laid out, as opposed to, okay, I cut the fabric to this size and sew it together and it makes a block that size. So it's taken a lot longer because it is truly custom designed, put together, but it is, it may just mean me because I know every shirt in there and I know stories behind the clothing and stuff like that, but it is very, very sweet quilt. And I'm very pleased with how it's coming together, but it's taken a while. So I'm looking forward to having a few days off to where I can finish that up and get it to the lady that does the long arm quilting for me. And a long arm quilter, just so you guys know, is that's the person that has the big, large machine that quilts the quilt top that I make to the bottom fabric with the batting, the squishiness in between, and they quilt it together and put that together. And so I will send it off to her and get it done, and then hopefully I can get it to Bill's daughter the first part of January, somewhere in January. So pretty excited about that. I have also a friend coming through town. She and her mother and her father, when he was alive, I think I mentioned it before on the show, they are from the Illinois area, and they have a place in Tucson where they were snowbirds. And so my friend always drives her mother down now that her dad has passed. So they're coming through town. So that'll be fun to see them. And she's bringing her dog. So that'll be fun. I have the new kitten, and which is, she's spicy. Woo, she's spicy. Friendly spicy, not mean spicy, but she's like a terrible two right now that fights her naps to the bitter end. And she gets a little cranky and bouncy off the walls whenever she's fighting her nap time. So it's hilarious. And so it'll be fun to see her dog has been around cats. And so she'll be fine. And then my other cat is older. It'll be fun to see how all this goes down, but it'll be good to see them. I have not seen her mother in years. And when she was married, when she got married, there were several of us that flew to the wedding. We were all flight attendants at the time working. We were out of the same training class, and we flew down for the wedding. And her mother was painting her fingernails in the kitchen and had just remodeled the kitchen and had this beautiful kind of a white Berber carpet on the floor. And she was painting her nails. It was kind of a brighter pink color. And she knocked the bottle off on the carpet floor, and it was time to leave for the church. She didn't have time to clean it up. I'm like, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. I got it. And so I cleaned it up, got it all cleaned up, and miracle of miracles, I got all the fingernail polish out of the carpet. And for years, I mean, that was when I was in my 20s, and she still talks about how I saved her carpet, and she still tells the story. So it's super cute how I became the fingernail polish hero. So it'll be fun to see her mom, and it'll be her mom's birthday when she's here. So we'll celebrate a little bit of birthday. And so I just am just updating you a little bit. I really wanted to just prepare for Lucia and Margie and to just give them a place to where they could tell you about their wonderful retreats that they're doing, and just let you hear their hearts and hear the harmonics that they have. They truly, truly are ladies that want the best for all. So I encourage you to go on their websites and just to press in and see if that's something that might be of interest to you. and reach out to them. See if that might be the next course you take or the next vacation you take. I know it's about probably about 10 minutes to 3 to the top of the hour. If it's okay with BBS, I think I may take a little bit of a break, and then I will be back at the top of the hour with Being Inspired with Q. Super excited to join you guys on Q Show. It's such an honor to be there, and I hope that I've pressed in and tapped into the questions and the energies that you guys have out there, and we will have a fun 2 hours with Q, and hopefully I hear Mermaid maybe joining us, so that would be good too. All right, guys, thank you so much for joining me. I'm going to sign out, tag out just a little bit early so I can get prepared. Love, love, love you all. Beautiful, beautifulness to each and every one of you, and I'll see you at the top of the hour on Q Show. Bye.